USA Radio News.
The Trump administration plans to step up prosecution of parents crossing the U.S. border illegally, separating them from their children so the adults can be more easily detained, U.S. officials said today. The president sent a tweet earlier today saying that his nominee for CIA Director Gina Haspel has come under fire because she's too tough on terrorists. Mark Hyman is a former Justice Department attorney. He says it's just people playing politics as usual.
Partisanship and political point scoring seem to come far ahead of facts and what's best for the country and finding qualified people to take up these posts. And I think that's a shame because obviously we need our best and brightest in at these highest levels. Gina Haspel is an example of that.
Those confirmation hearings take place this Wednesday, and ultimately Hyman did say he believes that Haspel will be confirmed as the next director of the CIA. This is USA Radio News.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone, and enter the secret code 3000. But hurry! This incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, ProFlowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings. Just pick a delivery date and it's guaranteed or your money back. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Order now because Mother's Day is this Sunday and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3000. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3000.
President Trump is asking for voters not to vote for the GOP frontrunner in a U.S. Senate primary. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
President Trump urging West Virginia voters not to vote for Don Blankenship in the Tuesday primary, saying he's unelectable and would make it more difficult to defeat incumbent Democratic Senator Joe Manchin. Blankenship's a former coal CEO who did time in jail in connection with a 2010 blast that killed 29 miners. While the president didn't exactly endorse the other two Republicans running, Representative Evan Jenkins and State Attorney General Patrick Morrissey, he did say in the tweet, quote, vote Jenkins or Morrissey. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
11 more members of a Penn State fraternity are headed to trial over the death of a pledge after a judge ruled today that prosecutors put on enough evidence to support hazing and alcohol-related criminal charges. Prosecutors have said it is unclear whether the two sets of charges will be consolidated for trial. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The president of the University of Florida issued an apology after videos posted on social media showed many African-American students who did expressive jumps or dances while getting their diplomas were escorted off the stage rather aggressively. University of Florida President W. Ken Fuchs yesterday apologized at a different graduation ceremony.
That we inappropriately, physically rushed a number of students across the stage in one of our commencements. And I want to personally apologize for us doing that on behalf of myself and also the University of Florida.
One of the students who was rushed off the stage shares what the entire experience was like.
In general, I don't think I've ever been handled in that manner, not even by my parents. It's kind of embarrassing, kind of degrading.
The student also shares now his lasting impression on the University of Florida.
The lasting impression, at least for undergrad, will be them watching their son having his back turned towards the audience and being handled like a savage animal.
And finally, a Texas woman won $1.2 million on an $18 pick five bet that included the Kentucky Derby winner Justify. The woman, who said she would like to remain anonymous, made the wager at a small Texas racetrack where she picked the Kentucky Derby winner and the four previous races all correctly, and one of those races included a 39-1 long shot. For all of these stories and many more, please check out USARadio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.